Lizzie found Elizabeth in the cow barn with Mo, finishing the evening chores. "George Fox, he's come! He's here!" she cried, swiping at the smoke released by the hissing oil lamp. "Come," she signed, wildly arching an arm and then pointing across the lane in the direction of her cottage. "There, fetch Auntie and come over." Moments later, Elizabeth, Auntie and Mo arrived at the Levin's front room. The space transformed. Gone were the muddy footprints and the spinning wheel. The bundles of hanging herbs had all been moved to a back corner and the family chairs pushed together, a bench added. Beeswax candles were set about, giving off a magical cast the colour of egg yolk and marking the evening as a special occasion. Mo dropped Elizabeth's hand and went, baby doll Edward had given her in tow, to the beautiful bouquet of forget-me-nots, larkspur and daisies that sat on a small, low table in the centre of the room. Elizabeth surveyed those in attendance. Thomas and Edward were there, of course, but Thomas's parents as well. That was a surprise. Elizabeth fixed on Jennifer, thinking it was her love for her son, a full head taller than she was, that brought her, the devout Presbyterian, to hear what the Quaker had to say. She and Charles were dressed nicely.